yachts, Van Gogh, and a movie. Think Goldman Sachs. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 22nd day of October. Thanks, as always, for being with us. More disruption coming in the grocery business. Today, Microsoft extended their work-from-home option yet again. Meanwhile, Airbus is ramping up for production. Not all retailers are closing stores. Some are opening up new ones, and we've got a list. Home purchases are trending upward. We've got the Wall Street Report and how airline employees are dealing with no job. Also for the interview, you'll meet Al Womble. What does the phrase no justice, no peace mean for business? That right after the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, today, the Justice Department announced that the international investment bank Goldman Sachs will pay a $2.9 billion fine and admit wrongdoing for its involvement in the plundering of an economic development fund meant to benefit Malaysia. Instead of helping develop Malaysia's economy, the fund's overseers embezzled roughly $4 billion. They bought luxury real estate, yachts, a jet, and works by Vincent van Gogh and Claude Monet, and used some of the money to help finance the Wolf of Wall Street movie. There's that. Hey, ready for more grocery disruption? First came the organic high-end grocery experience with Amazon's purchase of Whole Foods. Then came quick just walk-out shopping with the Amazon Go stores. Now, Amazon is expanding its reach once again and targeting the full-service grocery store with its introduction of Amazon Fresh stores. The first store opened in September in Southern California, and at least 15 others are planned. Amazon Fresh stores will have national name brand products in addition to produce, meat, seafood, and prepared foods. Shoppers will also be able to pick up Amazon packages and drop off returns. And just because it's a throwback Thursday, here's something for you. Amazon became a publicly traded company in May of 1997. The IPO price at the time was $18. Today, Amazon stock closed at $3,176.40 a share. Today, we learned that Microsoft employees will be working remotely until at least July of 2021. Yes, July of next year. A Microsoft spokesperson told Business Insider today, based on consultation with health and data experts, Microsoft will extend the option for U.S. employees to work remotely through July 6th of 2021 at the earliest. You heard that right, at the earliest. Summer 2021 seems to be the target for most big technology companies to open offices. Amazon just this week extended its own remote work policy for some employees until June of 2021. Google had previously announced they wouldn't require employees to be in the office until next June, and Facebook said, well, hey, it's going to be July. The signs are that Airbus is getting ready to ramp up production next year of its most important jet, the A320neo. It's a sign of growing confidence on the part of the European plane maker that jetliner demand is poised to recover. While no decision has been made, suppliers have been told to be ready to support a rate of 47 A320neo family planes per month in the second half of next year. The company slashed the target rate of its popular single-aisle workhorse by a third back in April when demand evaporated as the coronavirus gutted travel demand. Airbus didn't say exactly when it expects to gear up and said it still may make some minor adjustments. About 25,000 stores will close over the course of this year. That's according to CoreSite Research. And that is way up from the 8,000 retail closures the firm predicted at the beginning of the year. But not all retailers are pulling up stakes in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, which has triggered some dramatic changes in consumer purchasing habits. So here's a look at the big retailers that are bucking the COVID-19 closure trend by finding new opportunities, opening new locations, hiring new workers, and expanding their operations. Let's get started. Target says they are planning on opening up 49 stores. Target's expansion includes 17 new locations this year and 32 in the very near future. Ulta says they will open up 30 stores, but the plan now calls for the permanent closure of 19 current locations. Burlington, once known as the Burlington Coat Factory, says it will open 35 stores and has already had a host of ribbon cuttings in September and so far this month in October. Rural retailer Tractor Supply is planning on opening 75 to 80 locations in the coming year. Grocery store chain Aldi says they have 70 store openings in the works. That's on top of the roughly 30 stores already opened this year for a total of about 100 in 2020. Costco says they have 7 new stores to open, 3 from September and 4 this month. Lego says they're going to open a total of 120 new stores this year. Why? Why Lego? Really? Well, it seems people are getting creative staying at home. Discount store Five Below has confirmed 120 new store openings by the end of this year. Dollar Tree and Family Dollar says they will add 500 stores before the end of the year. And Dollar General, which operates nearly 17,000 stores in 46 states, says they're in a position to relocate 110 stores and remodel 1,670 others. Home buying is hot, and over the past several months, we've seen lots of movement in the market. September was no exception. Last month, existing home sales grew 9.4% over August to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 6.5 million units, according to data released today by the National Association of Realtors. That's the highest annualized sales have been since 2006. It also means 21% more previously owned homes were sold in September of this year than in September of last year. September house prices also soared, up 15% from a year earlier to a median of $311,800 each. Meanwhile, 7 in 10 homes sold during the month were on the market for less than 30 days, and that speaks to the low number of houses on the market, supply and demand, right? With mortgage rates also clocking a record low today of 2.8% for a 30-year fixed rate, according to Freddie Mac, it's easy to imagine that we're back to the heady days before the Great Recession, when it seems demand would never quit and home prices would keep rising. Well, speaking of rising, it was a positive day on Wall Street today, with the Dow up by over 152 points to end the day at 28,363. The NASDAQ gained 21 points to settle at 11,506, and the S&P 500 tacked on 17 points to help the broad index finish the session at 3,453. So the big question is, why? Well, investors are still hoping for a major deal when it comes to a new round of stimulus from the federal government and believe it is the only way for the economy to recover. Shares of airline stock were up today on the hope of a new federal package. Tesla gained 7/10 after the company reported its 5th consecutive quarter of profits after years of losses. But back to stimulus talks. While the White House and the House of Representatives seem to be getting closer to a deal, in the U.S. Senate, there is still opposition to any stimulus deal before the November 3rd election. And finally, there is this. Among the roughly 32,000 airline employees that were furloughed last month, 15,000 were flight attendants, right, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The pandemic has upended the travel industry, and with it, the livelihood of these flight attendants. It was their plan, for many of them, to do that forever, one person told the New York Times. Although 12% of the entire attendant workforce has been furloughed, some find hope in rallying with colleagues for the extension of the payroll support program. But, it's a big but, many don't have any plan B, if the aid bill fails. Coming up next, a conversation with Al Womble. What does no justice, no peace mean? Why would businesses need to know about that? Is it as scary as it sounds? What are they doing and how are they doing it? Al Womble, coming up next for the interview.